your support has been very tremendous. Your criticisms have been noted, and we don't take them as a personal attack on the police service, but we see them as a challenge to do better, as a challenge to forge that good partnership so that we can provide the services that we are mandated to provide. There have been some reports about security incidents in the region in the past, but from the briefing that I got from the regional commander, thank God at least the situation is under firm control.
ACP Ekulu said the role of the media in building the strong democratic foundation is always critical and indispensable. He added that it is imperative for the media to adhere to the code of ethics of the journalism profession in carrying out its watchdog duties. He urged the media to be circumspect in their reportage and exercise a great sense of professionalism.
In our reportage, we need to look at how the average police officer in the remotest village in the Upper East region is managing conflict in that area. As I've already indicated, we have bought into the vision of the Inspector General of Police to be a world-class police service capable of delivering democratic and protective service. And when we say democratic and protective services, it means that we are working with major stakeholders to make sure that the policing that services that we deliver are those that represent the legitimate needs of the community.
ACP Ekulu said pragmatic steps are being taken to make the Ghana Police Service the best in Africa within 4 years. According to him, the police administration has rolled out a transformational agenda to modernize its operation and put it ahead of its peers in the African region.